You're listening to SBS News.
After a four-week-long hearing into his potential extradition to the United States, Stella Morris issued a plea for Julian Assange to be released back to his family.
Julian is also a son. He's a friend. He's my fiancé. And a father.
But Judge Vanessa Baratza said she will not deliver her decision on the matter until January the 4th, which means Julian Assange is likely to remain inside a British prison for the rest of this year. US prosecutors have charged him with 17 espionage offences and one charge of computer misuse over the publication by WikiLeaks of classified American military documents a decade ago relating to the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. Current WikiLeaks founder Kristen Hafson has warned that a decision to extradite Julian Assange would have devastating consequences on press freedom and transparency.
There should be a no doubt. There's only one thing that has to happen as an outcome of these proceedings. If Julian Assange is extradited, it will mean darkness for us all. It cannot happen. We must take a stand. There can only be one outcome, no extradition.
Some of the documents leaked by WikiLeaks in 2010 show details of innocent civilians being killed and posed questions about the actions of the US military in Iraq. Outside court, this protester said he was worried about what an extradition would mean for others who had secret information about government wrongdoing.
If Julian gets extradited here and goes to the States, it's over. It's over for Julian, it's over for WikiLeaks, it's over for any whistleblower, and it's over really for humanity itself, because we'll never know the bad things that are happening in our name, and we won't be able to stand a chance of stopping them.
Earlier during the trial, high-profile Chinese contemporary artist and activist Ai Weiwei staged a silent protest outside the court, but not before expressing his own views about the situation.
And I think if anything happens like that, which really is a shame of the United States, and also it's a shame of UK.
Mr. Assange's father, John Shipton, offered this message of hope.
When I speak to him on the phone, he asks me to give thanks to the journalists and the supporters.
The judgment date that's now been set for Julian Assange's extradition means it will happen after November's United States presidential election. His supporters hope that a potential leadership change may also see a shift in US policy towards the WikiLeaks founder.